This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
New York Times columnist jokes about assassination attempt ending Trump's campaign. Good guys news. Good news, guys. I figured out how the Trump campaign ends. And our story is linked up on DrudgeReport.com at the top. Tonight, Cruz, Rubio, fight over scraps. We're going to have live coverage, and I'll be part of it as well, with expanded InfoWars Nightly News. And our crew does such an amazing job breaking all this down. And we come back in the next segment, I'm going to read the article about the call for Trump's death and why this is so important. Paul's doing other reports on, and others are doing reports on, all the tweets out there supporting Trump being killed. That's putting the idea out there so somebody tries it. And then the media likens Trump to someone that'll hold a baby up in front of the reported shooter. We're going to play video of that as well. But that story is up on Infowars.com. There's also another report. 45% of Americans pay no federal income tax. They've done it that way so that for the middle class who pays 45% and the elite who basically exempt themselves, well, the elite are exempt, the general public's exempt. And so they sit around going, I want more. I want socialism. Yeah, I'm not paying for it. That's only going to happen until the globalists consolidate everything and condition everyone to be slaves. So when Mitt Romney said 47% of people, 48% of people don't matter because they're already paid off, they don't care. That's true. It's very, very immoral. They've been bought off. And they want more. Now they want free tuition. Now they want free health care. And of course, they'll never get it. We're going into the collapse in the next few years. It's already here in most parts of the world. But we're going to go to break, come back, and really, really burrow into this. I mean, I got so upset over Scalia being in a secret society and turning out it's the Illuminati. I mean, that's what it is on record. I mean, I've got books that sell for like $800 a piece out of the internal annals of Bohemian Grove. Widows mail them to me when their husbands die. It's only like 1,500 members. And it's all, we trace ourselves the Bavarian Illuminati, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, German chancellors like Helmut Schmidt have written books. This is not my opinion. Oh, look at the next headline. Babies made without men. See how we're entering this world? We're going to get to all of it coming up today. But briefly, because I only plugged once last hour and even skipped a break. It is so important that people support GCNlive.com and the sponsors that GCN has. It doesn't mean I vet them all or I support them all, because I have to be on the air with other sponsors, other ads that I haven't vetted. I'm just saying that. And vice versa, Ted gets to be on air with my sponsors, which are pretty much just our products, so I can control everything and try to have 100% good mojo and just absolutely feel so good when I sell you something, whether it's a water filtration system or non-GMO seeds or a Hillary for Prison shirt, or nutraceuticals. I mean, I really want you to have the very best products so you keep buying them, but I never was like that early on. I really want people to have the best products because that's how I want to be treated, but it turns out that works really good because folks didn't really keep buying them. See, globalists do evil things, not because it even helps them, but because they're evil in nature. But I digress. You really should try Survival Shield X2 and see if you're iodine deficient. You'll find out in about 3 weeks to a month. You really should do the liver cleanse and the oxy powder gallbladder cleanse. It'll blow you away. Read the reviews. You really should get Super Female Vitality. Super Male Vitality sold out. Now, if you sign up for auto ship, you get 10% off just on the items you sign up for, and you can cancel any time. And then we're never sold out because we always hold back enough for the folks that are on auto ship and then some. So one way to get around ever being, sold out and not be able to get something for 2-3 months is to be signed up for auto ship And we got a high-tech, super safe shopping cart. Makes it easy for you to shop with the good guys. Take advantage of these products today. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back with big news. They want to kill Trump.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade. Bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Think about this. So important. It illustrates everything. The president says Trump is ineligible. He's disqualified because the president is God and tells you what you can and can't have here in this free country. They tell you Trump is racist because he wants a border that every other country has. They say he's evil and horrible because he doesn't want to bring jihadis in with undocumented refugees who don't even have their passports looked at. That's on record. The communist Chinese government came out last night and said, do not elect Donald Trump because he says he won't let us keep lowering our currency, which is a tariff against the U.S. We don't have tariffs on them. They have them on us. He just says you can't screw us. Hundreds of container ships a week come in on the West Coast. There have been periods. David Knight did a powerful piece on this last night. Where not one container ship goes between the United States and Europe and Russia in the Atlantic. There are government websites that show the container ships going back and forth. There are long periods now when nothing goes back and forth. It's dead. Because China lowers prices, lowers standards, has no environmental controls. Our governments pile them on us, and then all trade goes to them. and then we're checkmated. We are unable to take care of ourselves. Now, let's think about it. The communist Chinese hating, the socialist Pope hating, the Democrats hating, foreign TV stations Univision hating. The Republican Party says we can't have him. The insider Bushes say we can't have him. The Clintons say we can't have him. Fox hates him. CNN hates him. MSNBC hates him. The whole world system hates him. The Federal Reserve has come out and doesn't like him. Because whatever they know about Donald Trump, it scares the living daylights out of them. And some people see wheels within wheels, and they're certainly there, and they say Donald Trump could be the ultimate fake populist, and they are running him and letting him say all this, knowing it'll make him get elected. They've never behaved like that before. They've never brought out that the Federal Reserve should be audited. They've never brought out 9/11 truth, the 28 pages. They've never said we should control our borders, both big parties. What he's doing is changing the political landscape and basically blowing a hole in the side of their ship of lies. So water pours in. So truth comes in. They're already sinking. And they've already taken hundreds of millions of dollars away from him with his companies and TV shows and hotels. They're already hurting him financially. He's committed to this fight. And if he ends up being a Benedict Arnold, he will be the most hated person in U.S. history and will be anathema. Because it's one thing to be a sleazy politician and get in and screw people over. It's another thing to claim you are the mantle of the champion of populism. And he's doing this with conservatives, veterans, libertarians, and true Christians. We're not dumb liberals who don't care as long as our cult leader's in. Trump knows full well that it's over for him if he doesn't deliver. And he knows his whole life's on the line. He said, I don't care about money. I don't care about the future. He said, I'll basically have to retire if I don't win this. He is completely and totally on the line. And I've said over and over again, and now a political scientist coming out saying he's got a 97% chance of winning. He was 200-1 odds that he'd lose. Now the odds are he's going to win in the top British bookmakers. Vegas is now saying a shoe-in. And I said over and over again, I believe that they will try to kill him if they can wind up a crazy like they did Reagan and pray for Donald Trump. And they had all the White House-run Media Matters groups and others come out and CNN and everybody and say, Jones is crazy. He says that they'll try to kill Trump. Oh, there's never been political assassination when somebody goes up against the system in world history. Really? It's like saying there's never been blue sky. So they're scared. And they're really scared of 45% in the exit polls of people identifying as Hispanic voted for Donald Trump. Notice he won by 45.9. And the exit polls were almost 46 as well. Because they're just Americans like everybody else that are fed up and sick of it. That's another big hoax, like Gallup. They've had two different polls. 70%+ of Hispanic Americans don't want open borders. Really? I wonder why. Maybe they know Mexico's a living hell in many areas. Beautiful country, great people, never got out from under colonialism. Well, you think they got out from under it with Santa Anna, a dictator? There were more than 20 rebellions in Mexico against Santa Anna until he was overthrown. He lost Guatemala. They claim it's racist that Texas seceded. A third of the people in the revolution were Hispanic. The guy that wrote the Constitution, Navarro. What was it, 5 of the 14 founding fathers were Hispanic? They wanted their own land. They wanted their own property. They wanted to be able to have guns. Did racial politics come in later and push Hispanics out of areas, steal land from them? Absolutely. That's how gangs work. And it's wrong. But the point is, they're lying about Trump when they're saying he wants to hurt Hispanics. That's a load of baloney. Let me tell you, you get rid of China's tariffs, we'll have jobs here again in this country. We got foreign governments, the Pope, the President, all in 1 week. See, it was last Thursday the Pope came out, so, and it was China yesterday. So in 1 week we've had the President, the Pope, and the communist Chinese President come out and threaten the American people about Donald Trump. Well, I'm going to tell the communist Chinese that perch on top of 300 million hardworking people that you've enslaved, and they don't even get wealth out of all the stuff you've done. All the millions of little girl babies you killed. You don't tell us what to do. You stop trying to censor our TV and our movies and our print and Michael Savage's book. You crawl right back in your mouse-state tongue, you-know-what hole, and get out of my face, trash, you blood-sucking maggots. And that goes for the Pope and Obama and everybody else. You don't tell us who we can vote for. You don't threaten us. That's why it's going to backfire with, quote, minorities, Hispanics and blacks and others, because they know they're getting the shaft. We're all getting the shaft. We're all under attack. It's time to get past race, all this garbage, and it's time to get down to nationalism. Nationalism isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than globalism. Globalism isn't Star Trek, kumbaya, everybody loving each other. Globalism is global elites above the law, tax exempt, with jumbo jets full of sex slaves. And I'm not going to be part of it. And I'm not going to sell out to it either. So the system needs to quit their overtures on a routine basis. Go talk to your psychologist and people. They've assessed me. They know I'm not selling out. Ever. So you can stop trying. Now, sell out to a bunch of child molesting trash. Just go ahead and just, like Larry Nichols said yesterday, I'm tired of waiting. If that's your attitude, you think you're threatening me? Just get it going. That's not because I want to die. I want to live to be 150. I want to take care of my kids. I want to see my great-grandkids. I want to have grandkids. But my grandkids won't exist if we don't beat this. Look at the headlines. Babies now to be made without men. Feminists hail it. Seeing the lesbian groups going, we're going to have a baby without a man. You know how many disorders that kid's going to have? Do you know how male genetics and female genetics merge? This is just craziness, folks. But here it is being hailed, topstorydrugreport.com. It's also Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because it is an Infowars.com story. New York Times columnist jokes about assassination attempt ending Trump's campaign. Good news, guys. I figured out how the Trump campaign ends. New York Times columnist Ross Dovat caused outrage after he joked about how an assassination attempt could end Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Good news, guys, I figured out how the Trump campaign ends, he said, and tweeted last night a video that I'm going to air in the next segment, and then I'm going to air my Bohemian Grove Scalia piece in the segment after that with a roundtable discussion. The tweet links to a video clip from the 1983 movie The Dead Zone, which features a character played by Christopher Walken attempting to gun down a political figure played by Martin Sheen. In the plot, Walken's character tries to kill the U.S. senatorial candidate played by Sheen because he has visions of him becoming president in the future and starting a nuclear war. Sheen's character holds up a baby as a shield during the assassination attempt, destroying his credibility. While joking about the assassination attempt on any public figure is crass, it's particularly relevant that Trump has become and faces a very real threat of being targeted. As we previously highlighted, according to his former advisor, he's not his former advisor, he's a current advisor. He's formerly his campaign director. He didn't change that. Not bitching, I have to edit things on air. Trump now wears a bulletproof vest at all public appearances due to the sheer volume of death threats he receives on a regular basis. It just needs to say confidant and friend. The Trump first began wearing the vest in October of last year after reports that he would most wanted drug lord El Chapo had put a $100 million bounty on his head. He also received Secret Service protection around that time. Following his controversial comments on Muslim immigration back in December, Twitter exploded with death threats aimed at Trump, and then it goes on from there. Very important article. We need to get this out to everybody. And I know Paul's working on a part two of it. He's working on a piece on Scalia dead in the middle of an Illuminati compound. I mean, you know, the secret cult. What should the headline be? Scalia didn't die in a hunting secret society. He died in a Bavarian Illuminati. No, Scalia didn't die in a hunting secret society. He died in a Germanic death cult society. This is big. Stay with us.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The results are in. When it comes to seeing your favorite live event, being closer is better. Hi, I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We set out to make going to live events better by creating a way for you to get closer to the action at a price you want to pay. How? At ScoreBig.com, we work directly with your favorite teams and performers to get their unsold seats at unpublished prices and pass the huge savings on to you. At ScoreBig.com, you can name a ticket price and save up to 60% below the box office prices on the events you want to see and on the seats you want to sit in. All the tickets at ScoreBig are real, and there are never any hidden fees. And I'm not talking about the nosebleed seats to unpopular events, but millions of great seats to the big games, best family shows, concerts, and more, days, weeks, even months in advance. So check out ScoreBig.com.
Still haven't made it to an NBA or NHL game? The seasons are winding down, so don't miss your chance to save on tickets. And right now, save an extra $20 when you click on the microphone and enter code 3939. Remember, code 3939 to get $20 off at ScoreBig.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
A former prosecutor, and of course, TV host and radio host, Lionel, will be joining us for a couple segments at the middle of the next hour, at the bottom of the hour. Because he has questions about Scalia's death as a former prosecutor and as a defense lawyer and in other capacities, I guess in state and federal government. So he'll be joining us coming up to get into that. But it's a pretty big deal when you know that Bohemian Grove was founded by Skull and Bones, that was founded by the Illuminati on record. I mean, that's mainline history books. There's Discovery Channel shows about it that I am a guest on. And they went and did research and said, no, Mr. Jones is accurate. And really, nobody even put this stuff together because it's in this history book, it's in that history book, but it all connects together very neatly. I mean, it's open and shut. And that this was a Bavarian Illuminati death cult meeting. And so they have to spin it that, oh, he died of natural causes. And we're not supposed to question anything. Could this get any weirder? We're going to have a roundtable discussion about that coming up. We'll open the phones up in the third hour on the death threat against Trump, all the other news. But David Knight ran in during the break and made a really great point. He brought me this article out of the Inquisitor. Hillary Clinton obituary hoax prompts Secret Service investigation. That was just 5 days ago. A Bernie Sanders supporter submitted Hillary Clinton's obituary to the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Friday. The campaign season has seen a number of political stunts, but this might be the first to get the Secret Service involved. They went and investigated. Will there be an investigation of a major New York Times writer saying the answer to Donald Trump is him dying, him being assassinated, and then tweeting a YouTube link to this film? It's an excellent film, by the way, with Martin Sheen and Christopher Walken. This is The Dead Zone, where a guy's having visions of World War III caused by this guy. He gets elected, he goes to kill him, but he holds up a baby in front of him. I'll narrate for radio listeners. And so he doesn't have to kill him because it makes the guy look like a total coward. So they're also saying that Trump would hold a baby up in front of him. I bet this writer doesn't have 1/1,000,000th the courage Trump has to do what he's doing. I love how cowards always say that those of us in the public eye that have controversial views and fight the elite, that we're cowards. No, you are a punk coward that called for Trump to be killed. Now let's go ahead and go to this clip from The Dead Zone. So well. Martin Sheen, back when I used to ask Bush, was a huge fan. Well, I'm not name dropping, it's just weird. But after I went after Obama, I still had dinner with him a few times and everything, and he kind of halfway forgave me for not liking Obama and said, oh, I guess you're right later on. But he's a really good guy. He means well. People attack him, but he's got a good heart.
I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for the tremendous support you've given this campaign. You made this campaign the most talked about, the most exciting, the most important campaign.
We've also had Christopher Walken on.
And I've come here personally to thank you for that.
He's a listener, too, but we'll talk politics. It's just weird. This is the people that are listeners. Christopher Walken, you name it. People didn't believe it until he showed up on the show once. All right, Walken's about to try to shoot him. But he won't shoot because he's holding the baby in front of him. The Secret Service shoots him with a 2-inch barrel gun in the hand and in the chest perfectly from 50 yards away. Pretty much impossible. But there you go. If you're a TV viewer, you just saw that. Radio listeners, I narrated it, obviously. But that's the kind of crud being put out. And they are trying to encourage people to kill Trump. They celebrated when Scalia died. And I just hope that Trump doesn't fall down and have a magic heart attack or doesn't, you know, get found with a pillow over his face. And the media will be like, how dare Jones say there was no autopsy and a pillow over his face at a black op commander's house. And they drove the body 300-plus miles secretly. And then he had 2 private jets there but didn't fly him out that he flew in on. And, yeah, it was a secret society connected to the Illuminati. Big deal. So he's at a secret compound with devil art and human sacrifice stuff everywhere, you know, with a known satanic organization, and he's dead, and he's a Supreme Court person. I mean, whoa, whoa. This crazy guy was asking questions. I mean, whoa, man. Meanwhile, the Chinese government says, do not elect Trump or we will do bad things to you. Go to hell, China. And I guess we've been maneuvered to the point where we are little minions of the communists murdering Chi-Com pigs.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
On
the Alex
Illuminati.
Jones and the GCN Roundtable Discussion. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. Tree to the ground, shattered from the sound. The death machine makes.
That's Scooter Jennings bringing us in with a summer of rage. All right, we're going to play a five-minute special report and some clips from Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death, the two films I've made on Bohemian Grove, the Illuminati satellite base from Bavaria, Germany, in their own annals. He infiltrated and got them, obviously. And now they admit in the Washington Post, Scalia died during a secret ritual meeting of a Bohemian Grove-founded spinoff that he's also a member of. So now this goes from being suspicious to absolutely there must be a criminal investigation. I mean, this is ridiculous. It'd be like if you saw some crazy guy grab a kid out of a backyard and throw him in a van and they go, we're not going to investigate where the kid went. I mean, it's now reached that ridiculous level. We're going to play this report. Then we're going to go to David Knight, who was down there with the team, the occultic photos, the videos we got, dozens of devil masks, children being ripped apart, just craziness. Inside the ranch where Scalia died. Then, We're going to talk to Kit Daniels as well and Joe Biggs. And I want to get Jakari involved because I know he wasn't part of the team that went down there. He was working on a bunch of other stories. But I want to get his take on this because I know he's a Christian. I want to get his view on who would have thought that now it's, again, Bohemian Grove that I'm an expert on, that we're an expert on, and then now we're experts on Scalia's death, and then now it ties back into that. I mean, it's just all interconnected, folks. I didn't used to believe in all this stuff before I got involved on radio. I was a mainline libertarian Ron Paul type guy. And then it just got weirder and weirder because I became somebody that sources came to. And it just, from there, the rabbit hole opened up. So we're going to get to that in a moment. Before I go any further, though, today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a massive, 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 massive amount of amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. Close to 1,000 products now. Great pro-gun, Molon Labe t-shirts, Hillary for Prison t-shirts, you name it. But at InfoWarsLife.com, a subsection, we have the very best nutraceuticals from the top. We use three big labs. Group has a great factory, and the two other big famous groups that produce stuff for Whole Foods, everybody. And we go do formulas even better and then cut out a bunch of the profit because I'm a free marketer. I want you to get the highest quality product that's affordable so that we dominate the market. And it's a win-win. We're able to fund the reporters, the operation, what we're doing. I want to be able to cover the RNC, the DNC. I want to be able to cover more. I want to hire a couple more reporters and writers and people because we're stretched thin. We cover stuff late at night. Folks are doing 15-hour days here, okay? And all work and no play makes Alex Jones crazy. And the same thing with my crew. So we need to be able to beef up a little bit to really do our job. Thank you for your support. But get great products and fund the tip of the spear. This is a political and spiritual war. We need your prayers. Keep spreading the word about the broadcast, the free podcast, the stations you listen to us on. But go get winter sun vitamin D3, at least for your children. Because when you don't get sun for a month, you don't have vitamin D3. And that's totally linked to why the winter and spring months and fall months are when people get so sick. Super high quality liquid D3 under the tongue, 15% off Winter Sun, InfoWarsLife.com. Here's Winter Sun review from Matt in Baltimore, Maryland. Great vitamin D product. I feel better when I take Winter Sun. This product will make you feel good while giving you the good kind of vitamin D3. Five-star review. The all-new InfoWars Life joint formula is here. It's 9 different compounds known to help your joints, known to help a lot of other parts of the body, high-quality organic. To get all this stuff together in similar dosages, $50, $60, $70, it varies. But this is $29.95. It's a great deal. InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce is in. When you sign up for AutoShip, you get 10% off everything. That's a great deal to do that, 10% off at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of folks are signing up for that. We never sell out for the people that are signed up for AutoShip, because you have to hold that number back and then some for folks that are still joining. And I didn't think of that as a benefit or as a way to pitch it, but people are loving it. And we also have Liver Shield out for 2 months, now back in stock with a great liver cleanse. Go see the informational videos and more at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're going to go to break with this, not break, we're going to go to this special report that just gives you some of the history of the Bohemian Grove itself, that again is an admitted spinoff in their own writings of Skull and Bones, an admitted spinoff of the Bavarian Order of the Illuminati that was the false revolution meant to destroy the Renaissance, led by Christians, led by good Masonic orders, and led by the Rosicrucians, mainly Sir Francis Bacon and others. And it was the Jesuit run. You could say it wasn't Catholic, but it was Jesuit. False revolution to smash the true Enlightenment. And it failed for a long time, but now it's getting full planetary control. The Pope has uncloaked himself as a pure agent of Lucifer, in my view, and is now attacking the family, life, borders, sovereignty, nationalism, manhood. The communist Chinese, who we know are pure agents of the devil, are attacking Trump and yours truly and Michael Savage and everybody else. This is the full attempt to bring down America you're witnessing right now. The enemy's full force combining now to shatter the republic. And who would have ever thought Donald Trump would rise up as the populist to resist it? Now, if he isn't that man that's really trying to resist it, he'll be anathema. Well, let's go to this report and come back and shift gears into Scalia, found dead at a satellite base of the Bohemian Grove Bavarian Illuminati.
Our story begins in Northern California over 100 years ago. when locals began to spread rumors of bizarre occult rituals being conducted in the ancient redwood groves of Sonoma County. As the decades passed, it became clear these incredible stories had a basis in truth, and their source was a 2,700-acre private club known as the Bohemian Grove. Then in a time period between the mid-1970s and the early 1990s, scores of reporters attempted to infiltrate the Grove. All attempts were unsuccessful. Grove security identified them, threw them out for trespassing, or in some cases, had the local police arrest them. To many, it seemed, the Grove's secrets would never become public. All of that changed on July 15th, 2000, when we ripped aside the veil of secrecy and were successfully able to penetrate the Bohemian Grove on their high holy day and videotape the cremation of care ritual.
Wow. All mortal wisdom, owl of Bohemia, we beseech thee, grant us thy counsel. O free owl of Bohemia, we thank thee for thy adjuration.
Religion was always set up as pageantry. That was the first theater. Now they're about to do the mock human sacrifice. And this is only a small part of the hour-long ritual to send dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. And again, it was shot on a primitive digital camera in a bag. And they had Secret Service watching me, so it's not that good.
Be gone, don't care. Fire shall have its will of thee. And all the winds, they carry with thy nuts. Hail, fellowship's eternal flame. Once again, midsummer sets us free.
A Faustian deal of getting rid of their conscience and putting it all on the effigy of a child they're burning, who they bring in on a hearse. Drawn by...
Now there you see the funeral pyre burning with the effigy of a human. Or it could be real, ladies and gentlemen. There's been a lot of strange going-ons in that area of Northern California. But this is what the establishment is into right here in America.
Where did this dark thinking start, this black spirituality? The central thread goes back to ancient Egypt and Babylon with the mystery schools. They knew that knowledge is power. And so secret societies were formed to guard the secrets of medicine, architecture, government, agriculture. Secret societies are nothing more than the first intelligence agencies. Knowledge had to be guarded. But over time, elites abused their control of the knowledge and used it to dominate their populations. And these same sciences of control are being used today. That's why the elite today relishes secrecy. They know that it is the fount of their power. They seek to dumb down the population, not just to hoard their secret knowledge to make us even more mindless, more domesticated, like braying sheep to the slaughter. Their religion is the science of sophistry, the science of the con artist, the science of the despot, the dictator, the tyrant, the controller, the charlatan, the liar. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. They are parasites. They are anathema to free, dynamic human societies. Know your enemy. Stand up for love and life and family and resist the New World Order and the Babylonian slave state our enemies are attempting to construct.
And the last time I was there 4 years ago with History Channel, they were shooting it in this local theater that had all this bizarre satanic stuff all over the walls, you name it. That a guy, the main director, was wearing a hat that said CIA on it. And the bartender behind the bar, because they had catering and food for the crew, it was a Brad Metzler show, big budget. The guy behind the counter goes, I'm friends with the Bushes. And he goes, I think you're the government coming here and saying we're doing rituals there. And I said, I know most of you aren't doing bad. I know it's just a big party to induct people into deeper groups. And he said, uh-huh, so you guys are going to sneak in there today. And I went, whoa. And I went and told him, I said, that guy's calling them to tell him we're going to be there. And they're like, oh, that's ridiculous. Then we get there and they get arrested and I get away. Had to jump in the river and literally swim away. They, like fools, ran back to the police. And they made them make the whole piece positive or wouldn't let them out of jail. I mean, that's the kind of stuff goes on here. And, of course, Metzler's friends with Bush, so it was probably, we can put two and two together. And Metzler's been on the show before. But this group, founded by the Skull and Bones, itself founded by the Illuminati, this is a German death cult. I'm not saying Germans run everything. I'm saying I study the elite. And they're not doing, in the Jewish mafia or the Italian mafia or the different Illuminati groups, and I've talked to high-level folks, they are German death cults. And I've talked to high-level Hollywood people, and they go, no, you're right. At the highest level, it's a weird German death cult. It's Faustian. And then Scalia is part of this in one of the spinoff groups. They admit that in the Washington Post. Justice Scalia spent his last hours with members of the Secretive Society of Elite Hunters, but that was, quote, founded as an outreach by Bohemian Grove in 1960. They say in the article, because Hitler had exterminated the group because they wouldn't join him. And that's actually true. Hermann Göring was going to be the head of it. They said no, so they killed him. And that just shows the power of secret societies. And I remember reading books about the Nazis taking down all the secret societies because they wouldn't join them. Mm-hmm. So, again, we're not saying they're Nazis either. We're not saying Scalia was involved in Satanism. This is how they get people to join, either for sex or either for, quote, hidden knowledge or for to be in a hunting club. That's and in the Illuminati papers written by Weishaupt that are public, that are admitted to be his, they talk about how they get the best men to join them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into the next hour with everybody to have plenty of time on this, because we'll also cover Trump and the death threats from the New York Times. But who wants to go first here?
Well, Alex, you know, when we were there, we were talking about the issue as why are they meeting in secret? Why do we not know any of the 36 people that were there,
right,
except for Scalia and Poindexter at the time? When the
total red flag from the beginning.
Exactly. When the sheriff's report came out, we got another person's name. So Alan Foster, as the Washington Post did this report and they talked to Poindexter, he says, there's nothing I can add to your observation that among my many guests at Cibolo Creek Ranch over the years, some members of the International Order of St. Hubertus have been numbered. That's a weird way to talk.
He says, cryptic, because yeah, he says a total.
And then he says, I'm aware of no connection between that organization and Justice Scalia, as if he doesn't belong to the organization. He's one of the leaders of the organization, as is the friend of Scalia who traveled there, Alan Foster. And then as you go through and look at
the
people.
In a room surrounded by devil masks and children being ripped limb from limb, we're going to roll the video over to this right now. He dies mysteriously. There's no autopsy. Pillow over the head. Story changes over and over again. Key justice. And we're not supposed to ask questions. Keep going. Could this be more sensational?
Right. Poindexter says, I'm not aware that there's any connection between Scalia and that group. And yet, Poindexter, Scalia's friend, the two guys who had planes that flew in there on the 12th, flew out on the 14th.
Poindexter earlier in statements, remember, we've got him, said, I never knew him before. I didn't know him.
Yeah.
Now he's in a super secret group with him.
Right.
They're both officers in it.
We know four people's names who were there besides Scalia. All four of them are or were former leaders of the organization. So, you know, and we don't know the rest of the people who are there. But that's amazing. And we look at that footage of that artwork that we were talking the other day, and we talked about how as we would eat, there were all these masks, devil masks, looking down on us as we were eating. We were all remarking about how creepy that was. Joe took a selfie of the masks up behind him. And then he said
it looks like Bohemian Grove 2.0.
Yeah.
He called it. Joe Big called it.
And we said it's really kind of Bohemian sagebrush. It was kind of our joke about it, you know, kind of a cross between Bohemian Grove and The Shining is the way the place felt. But as we were, as I was sitting there texting my wife while the other guys were basically on air, I look over my shoulder and I see this amazing sculpture that has got devils and ripping people apart with sacrifice.
Ripping children apart.
Exactly. And this is not the kind of Day of the Dead artwork that you see from Mexico. I see that all the time.
Right.
That's where everybody's dressed up. They got skeletons.
No, this was Santeria voodoo. Heaven.
Yeah, they have the Day of the Dead. They have the stylized.
This wasn't
heads.
White Santeria, by the way. This was black magic stuff. I mean, I know it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's coming up in that clip there that we've got rolling.
I started making a study of the occult, like I said. I mean, it's bizarre because I lived in the richest county in Texas, and there were all these rich people. My dad was just a dentist. I was middle class. And, you know, I was a good-looking guy and all the rest of it, and aggressive, and wore heavy metal shirts and got in fights. And I guess they thought I was one of their fellow travelers. And they just three times tried to recruit me into, I mean, high-level satanic stuff. And, of course, I never would be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they really got upset with me. But folks need to know this is going on like a movie. And we're showing it on screen right now for TV viewers.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And like I said, that is not anything at all like the Day of the Dead artwork. Furthermore, the Washington Post went back 10 years to an article that they had about this one individual, Alan Foster, who was a close friend of Scalia, who traveled with him, they say. And he took 40 of his friends to Czech Republic. They had things like a mast. Costume ball.
That's Bohemia. The Czech Republic was at the old heart of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
That's right.
That's why they call it Owl of Bohemia. It's not really an owl. And then everything's always hidden for initiates. You don't learn what it is until you get deeper into it. These are just basically outer pools where they vet you into the deeper areas. So when we come back, Leanne, I want to get your take on this. And then Joe Biggs and also Kit are in the other war room and the Situation Room. And we're also going to get Jakari, if you can, pop in. I always get ready to cover the news tonight. Stay there. This is big, folks. This is huge. Stay with us.
The results are in. When it comes to seeing your favorite live event, being closer is better. Hi, I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We set out to make going to live events better by creating a way for you to get closer to the action at a price you want to pay. How? At ScoreBig.com, we work directly with your favorite teams and performers to get their unsold seats at unpublished prices and pass the huge savings on to you. At ScoreBig.com, you can name a ticket price and save up to 60% below the box office prices on the events you want to see and on the seats you want to sit in. All the tickets at ScoreBig are real, and there are never any hidden fees. And I'm not talking about the nosebleed seats to unpopular events, but millions of great seats to the big games, best family shows, concerts, and more, days, weeks, even months in advance. So check out ScoreBig.com.
Still haven't made it to an NBA or NHL game? The seasons are winding down, so don't miss your chance to save on tickets. And right now, save an extra $20 when you click on the microphone and enter code 3939. Remember, code 3939 to get $20 off at ScoreBig.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have the full crew in here, reporters. Many of them went down to this bizarro 30,000-acre ranch with occultism, children being torn limb from limb by demons, just devil mask everywhere, just over-the-top stuff. And some of those aren't Santeria. Some of those are voodoo masks, by the way. So this is that's why Nico has family down there and said 3 weeks ago, I don't like going down there, you know, all the voodoo. And all the dead bodies that have been found right over the border of that ranch.
Right.
And they do autopsies on them, too.
They do autopsies. Well, they're sacrificed, many of them.
Conveniently has a hearse company, right?
So you can't make this up. We're going to be going to Joe Biggs and Kit and a guitar riding to the next hour talking about all this. But I remember Joe Biggs saying, it's like The Shining. This place is creepy. You said that. Everybody was freaked out, wanted to get out of there. Who knows what's going on in there? Because you pick up on those vibes, like at Auschwitz or wherever, or in the Roman Colosseum. Leanne, what do you think about this? I mean, you are excited about this like I am. I got so freaked out when I read your tweet to me or your text message from late last night in Joe's. I was like, what? It was Bohemian Grove? What? Because it just all, I was like, again, the devil worshipers? I mean, it's just so real.
Well, I mean, for me, it was just kind of confirmation because this is, I had already been feeling this way. I know Wayne Madsen and I.
You were saying, I bet it's a Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, well, it just, you get that sense. And the fact that it was covered up so quickly and the guy Poindexter comes out right away and says, you know, it was a tragic, it was a great loss. Having made that statement, if it was his time to go, he was surrounded by friends in fairly nice setting with a full tummy, too.
What? It's all written like what? A book. It's all been scripted. The whole thing was scripted.
Wayne was laughing about that. Says,
well, it was good to have them numbered among us. Oh.
Yeah.
Wayne Madsen was
President Obama.
What grown man talks about another grown man's
the high priest?
Tell me.
These are all high priests.
Yeah.
It was creepy to me. Immediately creepy. And then how he talked about the bedclothes were unwrinkled and, you know, it just...
He was very comfortable with a pillow over his head.
It was...
And Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishies.
You could tell that his close friends that he was with were wanting to really conceal everything that happened. Everyone
they didn't talk about the two jets waiting that could have flown him, you know, in 30 minutes to Dallas, 30 minutes to San Antonio. Yeah.
He just so happens to have a friend in El Paso that runs a more...
It was all so perfectly prepared.
Yes.
And here's Scalia, a big hunter, gets into this group. You're going to have spinoffs. That's what the Illuminati talks about in the Weisbaut papers. Spinoffs to get the best men to be in your order, but they don't know.
Right. Well, and I actually used to date a guy. He was in the Air Force, and he joined the Masons, and that's what he was talking about. I was like, no, they're great, wonderful people, and Christian, and we do all these things. And I was like, yeah, but what degree are you? And just keep watching as
well,
it gets higher.
Well, I'm not defending the Masons, but I've done deep research, and I've looked at it. A lot of my ancestors were very high-level Masons in the town of Texas. These were incredibly godly men, totally ready to sacrifice their lives for God. They used the whole ancient Masonic order as a vehicle for their organization, but it has been taken over by black magic practitioners to a great extent. So it's true that a lot of the Masonic halls are actually Satanist halls now, but that's like a fiddler crab will move into somebody else's shell. The original Masons under the Christian orders were pretty much really good people. But before that, it was black and white magic from Egypt.
Right. Well, it's definitely, as the higher up you go, there is power there. So, I mean, you can use it either way, which is, you know, kind of scary. This whole scenario reminds me of the Da Vinci Code and just how there's, like, these secret societies and they're trying to hold these secrets. But, you know, we're just an old...
Yeah, what is the headline for Watson? Scalia died in real-life Da Vinci Code satanic temple? Because that's what that place is. I mean, I looked at it.
Yeah.
He had no connection to anybody, though. It just so happens that the other only four other people whose names we know were leaders of the organization.
Yeah, and this,
present.
Yeah, this is from the Houston Chronicle.
I mean, he went to a secret society event.
In 2011, where they're talking about Houstonians joined the Order of St. Hubertus, and then it talks about how the Southwest Priory, which is Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, New Mexico, is the largest member chapter, according to its leader, John Poindexter.
Well, here's what's sad. The general public doesn't know. Secret societies are nothing but ancient intelligence agencies.
Right.
So these are the top the tops of intelligence agencies are secret societies. And if you're not genetically related to previous groups, they don't even let you in. That's why people say, I'm part of these groups. No, no, no. They tried to recruit me to these groups because I'm genetically part of them. We'll be back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. And we're here to break this system wide open.
Visit
third hour straight ahead.
Today.